T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:46 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday morning. Three big things. Nationwide gas prices continue an upward trend, rising 13 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. Police investigating the fatal stabbing of a man Sunday in southeast Wichita. Nearly 300 dead after explosions in Sri Lanka blamed on religious extremists. Several Americans among the dead. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got a traffic accident not very far from where we're standing right now. Westbound Kellogg at Webb Road. Westbound Kellogg at Webb Road, traffic accident there. It's in the right lane. I want to avoid that for the time being. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 75 degrees. Yesterday's high was a warm 82. 40% chance for showers and storms tonight and tomorrow. The overnight low 48, Tuesday's high 63. Now mostly cloudy. We have a north wind gusting to 21 miles per hour and 64 degrees. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck program. He's going to talk about FBI arresting a head of the militia group assisting immigration authorities at the southern border, a militia group. Also, Glenn is going to talk about with Evan Todd, Columbine High School shooting survivor. That's going to be coming up with the Glenn Beck program coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. The Trump administration has told five nations, including allies Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, that they will no longer be exempt from U.S. sanctions if they continue to import oil from Iran. President Trump has decided not to issue the waivers when they expire in early May. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the decision is intended to bring Iran's oil exports to zero, denying its principal source of revenue, Sanders said in a statement. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo planned to provide details about the administration's decision not to renew those sanctions and waivers for the five countries when they expire on May 2nd. The other countries are China and India. 8:48 now, Steve and Ted. Ethics in medicine in the headlines again after an experiment by scientists.
This is House Call for Help. You've probably heard the stories that scientists have been able to restore some function in the brains of pigs that had been slaughtered 4 hours earlier. This news has created some bizarre headlines like zombie pigs and Frankenswine. But it has also stirred up ethical questions like, where exactly is the line between life and death? And how long do doctors fight to bring back a patient whose heart has stopped? And when is it appropriate to stop and focus instead on harvesting organs for donation? The debate gets trickier when you factor in another study, which finds that patients in cardiac arrest can still be aware of what's going on around them, including efforts to revive them. Researchers say while these developments raise ethical issues, they do point to the possibility of reversing brain damage caused by lack of oxygen. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Fox News.
Global stock indexes were moderately higher in quiet holiday trading on Good Friday. Some markets were closed, including here in the U.S. The major U.S. stock indexes capped the shortened week with slight gains. The Washington Post says discussions between Facebook and Federal Trade Commission officials about the company's data handling lapses have touched on instituting some sort of oversight for company CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook founder controls a majority of Facebook's voting stock and has run the company since starting it at Harvard in 2004. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. New facility for Textron at Eisenhower Airport. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, a new Textron joint venture will make its home at Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport. Textron has entered into a joint venture with Flight Safety International. The Wichita City Council is going to vote Tuesday on transferring a sublease on a 16,000-square-foot facility to Flight Safety Textron Aviation, Inc. The new company will offer training on 48 aircraft under the Textron Aviation umbrella. Shift ICT is hosting a Women in Technology event May 2nd. Five women with current or past ties to Wichita will be part of the Women in Tech More Than a Talk event at The Wave. Shift ICT co-founder Jacob Wayman says the idea is to focus on the spectrum of technology and careers. The keynote speaker is Tina Dow. She's the chief of staff at Fitbit's San Francisco headquarters. And Americans went shopping in March. U.S. retail sales recorded their biggest jump in 18 months. The numbers were driven by sales of vehicles, gasoline, and clothing. That's a signal that consumers continue to support the economy. The rebound in consumer spending offers signs of encouragement for the health of the U.S. economy. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, Bill, the leadership of Entercom Broadcasting, the Entercom Radio, that's our company.
Right.
It's very much committed to things that are friendly to the planet, environment and things like that. And we try to do it at our various stations around the country. We try to support things like conservation and taking care of the environment. And so
right.
A number of our employees are going to be out around the early this afternoon around the Mid-America All-Indian Center, where there apparently some is a cleanup going on there. And just our way of, you know, some of our people showing that they do care about the environment. Ted and I are, we recycle around here mm-hmm. things, some paper and whatnot, whatever we can, and help with that around here. I confess to you that I'm not in the habit of taking my grocery sacks with me, so I'm still picking up those plastic bags every now and then at the store.
Right.
How about you? Have you whipped that one yet, or you and Gretchen?
No, we try to get paper as much as possible.
Paper,
that, of course, a little bit easier on the environment than plastic, but we try to get paper as much as possible if we don't take our own bags.
Yeah, I got to do better about that. So anyway, today is Earth Day, and do you remember the first Earth Day? It was in 1970. Remember the Earth first?
1970.
Where would you have been?
9 years old in third grade at Santa Fe Trail Elementary School.
Oh, yeah.
We probably did something.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. There are some spots around. You look a little bit. You can find something everywhere where you can clean up a little bit. I was thinking about it the other day. I just, you know, I run every day right down by the Little Arkansas River. And, you know, it's really pretty clean down there around Campbell Castle. Every now and then, though, you'll find something. That just is obnoxious, floating in the water down there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we should all try to protect the environment, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Do your best. All right. Thank you. We're celebrating Earth Day today. All right. 8:54, Steve and Ted. Ted, coming up next, coming up this Thursday, don't forget, it is the Wichita Downtown Lions Club Pancake Day. Gosh, they've been doing this for a long time. It's Thursday at Century 2, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., $7 per person. And it goes to support all of the greater YMCA, Camp Hyde, a lot of things that that the Lions are involved
mm-hmm.
in.
Great annual event, Pancake Day, Thursday.
This Thursday. All right, Steve and Ted, now 8:55, coming up at 9 o'clock. Nationwide gas prices still going up. That story and more news with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.